This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The thing about a global pandemic is that it's global. So what we're seeing as this thing makes its way around the planet are the same or similar sets of problems repeating themselves. Case in point, ventilators and the United Kingdom. The National Health Service over there is dangerously short of them. There are only a couple of domestic manufacturers, and would-be foreign suppliers are focused on their own markets. So the government has appealed to British engineering. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Britain's National Health Service has just over 8,000 ventilators. It says it needs at least 30,000, and it needs them now. Health Secretary Matt Hancock made this extraordinary appeal to the whole of Britain's engineering industry.
We want anybody who has the manufacturing capability to turn to manufacture ventilators to do that.
More than 3,000 companies making a wide variety of products have offered to help.
With DC59, Dyson has engineered a cordless vacuum cleaner that sucks up as much...
Among the would-be ventilator makers, Dyson is best known for its vacuum cleaners and hair dryers. Rolls-Royce makes jet engines, JCB mechanical diggers. And then there's ProDrive. The company, based here 80 miles northwest of London, makes racing and rally cars. Spokesman Ben Sayer describes ProDrive as one of the world's leading motorsport companies.
What makes you think you can make ventilators?
What we're very good at here is being able to manufacture and assemble complex systems very quickly.
He says the company is immensely proud of its high-tech engineering skills.
But you've never made medical equipment before.
We've never made medical equipment before, but we've made lots of equipment that is quite similar, but not specifically for the medical environment.
But that's the problem, says one critic of the government scheme. Professor of Management at the University of Edinburgh Business School, Nick Oliver, says these high-tech volunteers like ProDrive, Dyson, Rolls-Royce and the others lack one skill that's vital in ventilator making.
It's understanding that the medical environment, as distinct from the environment of the racetrack or the open road, these are very, very different environments.
Assembling such a complex and sensitive piece of life-saving equipment as a ventilator and making it work is a tall order, he says.
I think the idea that manufacturers, even very skilled manufacturers, who are not well-versed in the art of producing medical devices, can suddenly turn on production of such devices is a little optimistic, to say the least.
Andrew Rayner of ME Medical, which makes ventilator components, is also sceptical about the government turning to non-medical companies for these vital devices.
I can't see it being feasible. They should be putting their efforts into existing manufacturers of ventilators and trying to upscale their production.
Dyson, the domestic appliance company, says it has designed an entirely new ventilator and has received an order for 10,000. The government claims that mass production is only days away, but Rayner has his doubts.
They're not days away, they're going to be weeks away. And the volume that our government require and the manufacturing that's going to have to go into these, there's no quick solution.
But a quick solution is urgently required. The pandemic is expected to reach a peak here within the next 2 weeks. Britain could then be running out of ventilators fast. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.